we're talking about the issue of Chaticha Nasas Nevela. So let's look at the Shulchan Aruch and our Siman Tzadi Beis Siv Dalad. That's 42 from the previous packet. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins Lo Amru Chaticha Atzma Nasas Nevela Ela Bebasa Bechalav Alo Beshari Surim. So that's the psak, which is like Rabbi Ephraim, right? We saw the Machlokas. Okay, the Natosis and so on, and we'll see right there in a second. Let's take a look now. Maybe jump right into the. Let's first finish what the Shulchan Aruch says. Okay, so again, Lo Amru Chaticha Atzma Nasas Nevela Ela Bebasa Bechalav Alo Beshari Surim Kegon Kezayis Cholov Shenivla Bechaticha VeEin Bo Shishim Levatal VeNesor VeCharkach Bishlam Acheres Ein Tzorach Ela Shishim Kedei Ein Tzorach Ela Shishim Kedei Kezayis. This is Chelav, not Cholov. Kezayis Chelav. Okay. In other words, just a moment. No, it's Cholov. Okay. Again, kigon kezayis cholov shnivu b'chadicha ein b'oshiv olato nesa acharkach bishlo im acheres by b'osu cholov. Well, let's see, what's he modifying here? Lo b'shari, I'm sorry, no, this is chaylev, right? Let's read it carefully again. Lo amur chaticha al b'osu cholov al b'shari surim, not by shari surim, kigon, by shari surim, kigon chaylev shnivu b'chadicha ve'ein b'oshishim olato b'nesa acharkach b'oshim acheres ein tzorach el shishim kenega the original kezayis of chaylev. Right? But it's by Shari Surim. That's like the Ben Ephraim. We don't say Chaticha Natsa. By Basu Cholov, we do say it, but by Shari Surim, we don't. Therefore, you have a Kezayis Chelev that got swallowed into a Chaticha, and you don't have Shishim to Matal, it so it became Osir, but then it got cooked in the second Tarovis, so then the Kezayis, you only need Shishim against the original Kezayis Chelev. V'az afilu Chaticha Atzma Choseres Lios Muteris. And then even that original piece comes back and becomes mutter. Okay, that's efshel asochto mutter, right? Because now that piece that kezayis chelev or whatever that davar osur is isolated in effect, and it's nullified by the majority, the bigger majority than shishim in the second mixture. So even that original piece now becomes mutter. Okay, let's take a look before we let's look at the cotton taz. Elo basu chalav. Why? Why are we more strict in Basu B'chalav than we are by Shari Surim? So Taz explains, according to Taz, Atam, Mishum Dechol Chad Ba'anpe Nafshi Shari, V'chiyis Nuvado, De Osu Hilchach HaBosor Nase Iser. Okay, again, go back to that fundamental difference between Basu B'chalav and Shari Surim. By Basu B'chalav, so each ingredient independently is mutter, and what becomes usser now is the combination of the two. So you have now this brand new iser, right? This meat becomes meat that's usher, the whole piece of meat. It's not like it's there's a piece of meat, now some chelev gets mixed in. When we have a piece of meat that chelev gets mixed in, that's called the piece of meat with chelev in it. But meat with milk gets mixed in, that's not called meat that has some milk mixed in, that's called a new chavtz of iser. Right? Hilchach habasar nasis v'loki, mochach chatzizayis mibasar chatzim z'cholok. L'chach tzorech samach barot levatel kol ha-chaticha shenof le'atipas cholav. Therefore, in the second mixture, you need shishim levatel the entire chaticha. Ken kotsu atosus. Ubir divrayim, kevin de v'basu v'cholav, ein shom iser nikur, ela achar atarovas, al-korcho, al-ken, kol atarovas, have a gufa iser. There's nothing usser. Right? Before this Torah, there was nothing else. That's what we saw last time, right? In the Tosis. Okay? There's nothing that's also. You can't point to a piece of Isser that no Isser and Hatter got mixed up. Milk and meat got mixed up. So both those two things that are mutter. So therefore, what's also the Torah is, and the whole Torah becomes Gufa Isser. Shazel Isser Amr B'Torah. Okay? Well, that's the Isser of Torah. Eir of Basar B'Cholah, a mixture of Basar B'Cholah. Mashenachin, B'Shar Dovashu, Isser of Ne'atzmo, but also Isser Amr B'Torah. Okay, when they have an Isser, which the Torah independently says is also, like Chelet, gets mixed in with something. Okay, L'Shakan, Nis'ar Mela, Enacha, Ela, Isser Dorais. I mean, Shach was Echad, Yicham, Mela, can't cause my Gemish. That's the Taz. Okay? That's the Taz. The Shach also in Sivkot Yud, okay, at 44, the Shach says, the Tam Kosra Post, which is the Basar B'Cholah, Kol Chad Bap and Avshi Shari. So that's the chiluk between the Bas B'Cholav and Shar Isurim. Okay? Now, the problem is, let's first see the Ramah. Okay, the Ramah writes, Hagah, back in 42, but Rabbi Natan and other Rishonim disagree with the Ben Ephraim. They say, no, we say Chaticha Nas is available even by Sharisurim, a mixture of Sharisurim, and therefore in the second Tarovis you'll also need Shishim against the entire piece. Okay, that's the Minig Ein L'Shanos. Now the Ramah, however, puts on some qualifications here. Okay, the Ramah puts on some qualifications. Okay. Concern first. Well, I guess we'll read the Ramah, then we'll go back and then we'll see what some of the other issues are. Okay. The Ramah writes, "V'dafka ima iser dovuk b'chatichas heter." He said it's only true that we're machmir, okay, by shari surim, if the iser is dovuk b'chatichas heter. We'll understand that for the moment, and it's going to be discussed a little bit more today. Okay, the iser dovuk means it's connected; it's organically one like one organic whole. Okay, iser dovuk b'chatichas heter. We'll see. We'll have some examples. Oh, shachaticha kula chutz l'rotev and ofal ala iser. Okay, back to that machlokas, which we'll see about also. Avo mitzah chatichah barotah, then eser, ve'ena eser dovuk, ba'u lor min chatichah nazvelo, mitzarv kol ha'kadera, levat ela eser. Then, if by shar isurim, it can be mekel, if it's not an eser dovuk, or if the part of the thing, part of the chatichah is in the rotah, that machlokas will come back to him. Mekol mok, mishra hakmala, so osa chatichah, and so on, mechoza, bishar isurim, avo bosu cholav, avo bishayena eser dovuk, we say no matter what, even if it's not a Yisur Dovuk, even if it's connected artificially, and even if part of it is inside the rotav, that's not good enough, and so on. Okay, and then the Ramo adds a third point, or a fourth point, whatever number we're up to. Yesh omim delor mechaticha nazvela im nizhar v'yisur lach behetta lach. There's no chaticha nas nevela when you have the item in a liquid. In other words, a little bit of milk is supposed to be a pot of soup. We don't say now the whole pot of soup is chaticha nas nevela, and you know that falls into a bigger pot, etc. Okay, v'achachach neskar v'chol v'heter achar. V'ein tzvichem rakshishim neged iser shenofal. We'll see all this why today, hopefully, or at least it started today. V'yesh shich v'chazeh b'sharisum. Now the Ramon says you can rely on that kula b'sharisum. The Torah chef is gone, but again, avalo bas b'cholov. Bas b'cholov will not. So if it's a piece of chazer liquid that falls into pot of soup, we'll say it, but not by bas b'cholov. V'im nisar is yavish b'yavish, lor minim b'shum yisur chaticha nas tevelim. Okay? If it's just two dry items, then we never have chaticha nas tevelim. And v'ayla l'chamansim in tzadi test b'in chaticha nas tevelim. And then he talks at the end about kliya neser m'blias yisur. Okay, lo amina b'chaticha nas nevela. If you have a kli which got a blias issa, you don't have to now measure against the entire kli. Lo bin samarcha negra issa shabala. So we'll see about all of these points. Okay, just having read through them all, we'll come back now to all these points. So first of all, one thing which the Mechaber said, aside from the fact, says Machokas Mechaber Ramo, we passed like a ben Ephraim. According to Mechaber, we passed like a ben Ephraim that chaticha nas nevela does not apply by shari sum, it's only by basu chalom. And Ramo says no, we apply it by Shari Sum also, although we have this few caveats with regards to Shari Sum, which we'll go through. But then the Mechaber did himself admit, or I'm sorry, it was even Mekel, if you look on the second line of 42, that if it falls into a second Tarovis, even that original piece can now become Mutar by Shari Sum. Okay? In other words, the Isser got mixed up with the Hetter, it wasn't Shishim at that point, so therefore it became Usser. Now it came into a second Tarovis, there is Shishim. So now, all you need is, as Mechaber writes, Ein tzorach elo shishim connected kizayis chaylev. Okay, you only need a shishim against the kizayis chaylev. Ve'oz afilu chaticha atzma chazeres liyas mutter. That's what we call efshel sochto mutter. Okay, that piece can become mutter again. Okay, we don't say chaticha nas nevela by shari surim, even to the point, that's the chiddush, even to the point of allowing that very chaticha, okay, to become mutter once again. So the Taz points out, one second, and the Shach also, Taz is going to Yod Shach, 45 and 46. That's a direct stira to something the Mechaber himself says later on. Okay? Look at the Taz, Sim Tzadi Beis, he's caught in Yod. The Taz is going to go, near the Kain Kotzav Vashachas HaTur, the law are made in Efshel Sokhto Osu B'Shari Sirim. We don't say Efshel Sokhto Osu B'Shari Sirim. Now what I get to today, we're going to begin at least today, is the connection between Efshel Sotah and Chaticha Nas Nevela. Right now we're kind of lumping them together, okay? But as we'll see, Chaticha Nas Nevela is clearly predicated on Efshel Sotah Asa. Okay, Chaticha Nas Nevela means, Efshel Sotah Asa means even if I can now isolate this milk tzavat overwhelmed this drop of milk or drop of isur, whichever it is, in a second tarovah, is still osur. That's right. That leads you to chaticha nas nevela. Not automatically, but that goes one way, not the other, as we'll see. But chaticha nas nevela is assuming efshel sof to osur. If you hold efshel sof to mutter, so that piece can become mutter again. Exactly what the mechaber seems to be saying here. Because you need shishim only against the kezias and the chaylev or whatever the davar also was, and if you have it, so bingo. So now the original piece becomes mutter also. All right, that's called efshel sof to mutter. The problem is that Taz points out. Again, so over here it's all good, right? The law says the Taz. The law amrinan efshel sof also b'shari serim. Right, efshel sof to osur is not by shari serim. Rav in the Gemara that we saw already so many times on Kuf Ches was told by Pasuk Mechalav. Okay, then efshel sof to osur. We saw some say even there efshel sof to mutter, but okay. But by shari we don't say it. Memeil efshel sof to mutter. V'achaticha atzmo muteres. Okay, v'achaticha atzmo muteres. Even that original piece. Do you understand how the original piece becomes mutter again? Okay, because now when it fell into the second tarovas, so good, so the second tarovas eliminates the kezayis achelev, because it's more than shishim. Good, so now the piece of meat is mutter, efshel sof to mutter, the piece of meat itself can become mutter again. Because whatever chelev is in it is now obliterated by the shishim plus that is in the second tarovas. That's called efshel sof to mutter. That's how Chaver seems to pass it over here. So we don't say chaticha nas nevela, and again, the chiddush is a step further. Now, you could argue, well, we won't say chaticha nas nevela, yeah, but that piece itself is going to stay osur. No, Chaver says that piece itself becomes mutter. Okay? The only problem is, says the Taz, the end of 45, it's gotten good. But I am a kamasim kufov, sif alef kosel lefech. The Chaver himself said fakert and sim kufov. Okay? He says the other way around, and sim kufov. So he says, well, who am I? And he says, that actually is, we saw this before a little bit, but Kufav, he says, not that way. And he says, that's the truth. Okay, well, what's over there is correct. The other way, in Simon Kufav, I thought I did print it, but we'll see it in today's Makarot. In Simon Kufav, yeah, I want to elaborate on it today. It's like a teaser over here, but okay. So in Sim Kuvav, we'll see the Mechaber says no. That piece itself doesn't become mutter. Meaning Hagam that we don't say Chaticha Nas is Devela by Shari Surin. All right. Meaning that in the second Taruvas, in order to be Mater the Taruvas, all the other pieces, you don't need Shishim against the entire first piece of meat that fell in. Let's remember the flip side. If you need Shishim against the entire first piece of meat that fell in, that means that if you don't have shishim, that whole pot, that whole second pot, will become aser. So that far we don't go. There we don't say chaticha nas nevela. We're not going to aser this whole all the meat in the second pot just because you don't have shishim against. But that original piece of meat, that's going to stay aser. That's what the mechaber says in Kufav. The original piece of meat is going to stay aser. You follow? So kind of splitting. We don't say chaticha nas nevela. Okay, good. That, again, we will elaborate all this today. This is just the introduction. Okay, I wanted to finish the last time, but it's not bad today either because it's an introduction. Okay, so you follow. You follow what the Mechaber says in Kufav. We don't say chaticha nas nevela insofar as that this chaticha now is going to aser the whole second mixture if the second mixture doesn't contain enough meat to be vato. Okay, the whole piece of meat. But that original piece of meat is going to stay aser. And says the Taz over here, Ruah Emes, that's the truth. Okay, that's what he says over there is correct, not what he says over here. Because over here he says even the original piece. Look back in 42, right, on the second line. And over there he doesn't say like that. And the Taz over here says, and that's the correct thing, what he says over there. In fact, the Bera Gol over there, says that the Mechaber changed his mind. And what he says over there is Emes. Okay? Yeah. So even on not chaticha nas nevela, but we'll still say efshel sof to is. We're going to say efshel sof to is also the shach over here also. So you're going to get out the shach is. He asks it more formally than the Taz just kind of shrugs off. Says, well, this is against what he said over there. What he said over there is what he meant. And the shach says it more specifically. He's going to get out tema. The lekama reshim kufav causes the chaticha atzma omeres bisura. The shach and the mechaber in kufav says the original piece remains also. Levisha iser ba sheba ena nifla melagamri akal shalom. The harav, bahagosh, shom haven shem torim. So soon as that sounds like a stira, I will point it out. Ukedei shelo yisasu adam says there kank kolkach or beferish nearly yashiv. He says as follows: the shach gives a different teretz. You know, the Baragola says he changed his mind. The Taz says what he says over there is right, what he says over here is wrong. The Shach gives a little bit of a teretz, and he says, well, you could say that over here, Mashakosav Khan, where he's Mekel, Ratzon Olam Fishakosav Nikodem Gabi Bos Vachal of the Afa Rota Mutter, Mikol Mokom Hachaticha Bisur Amedes Dim Haiso Luis Kabe Ve'ena Makira Then Ena Betela Be'elef. Okay, if it's a chaticha real iskabe, and you can't distinguish it, so then it's not bot at all. Bekamash malam, the ain came bishari soon, ela de bot the barov, kishe ain a makira, kevein dein isur machmas atzma. The Shach says that over here we're talking about you can't distinguish that piece. You know, you can't recognize which piece is what. So therefore, kevein dein isur machmas atzma, kula kamon, reisim kuf alam, oz afilu chaticha atzma chatech. Okay, in other words, here it's mutter, okay, because if you can't recognize it, so then we have the regular din of bittul barov. Okay, what about chaticha v'iskabed? So that's only true by nisur below, not by isur machmas atzma. Sim kuvav, he's talking where you can nikar isur, you can recognize it, okay, and then the chaticha itself stays osur. So that's how the Taz is. It's one of two different cases. Nikaris Eser, Nikar Eser, not Nikar Eser. Okay? Yeah. That's his Teretz. Just a moment. The place he is, we'll see today also here, it gives a different Teretz. The place he says, the other way, the place he says it here, here the Chaticha absorb, someone here is talking about the min b'mino, so it absorbs an issue from itself, okay? So, therefore, min b'mino is also only drabbanan, okay? So we can make all the refshel self to mutter, but it's in kufav, it absorbs flavor from someone which ain't b'mino, so that's, there's nesinas tam, so nesinas tam, then we have to be machmer. So that's how, we'll see the place inside shortly. One other issue, okay? But chaticha nas in the veil, is that a concept of doraisa? It looks like by bosom cholov it is. Okay? By bosom cholov it is. Just one, this is a total side point. But in that long tosis on kufum and aleph, the bottom of the page goes over kufum base, where we already saw a few things and we'll see a few more things. But that tosis, b'divim asma shakarim asil, the very important tosis. That's where Ben Ephraim is introduced to us. Okay? So it says, ulafid perishim is something else, a side point. Ulafid perishim Ben Ephraim, ba'adai nichamar sharotza shesiva akosel ahagil klaimidyon. Okay, the hashta yore gadola she e efshal lahagel tov kliyachah. Okay, we have the following situation. Okay, again, the machlokas which we had in the round before. Again, let's cover it quickly. We'll tie it up with this, and then we'll move on to the next topic or the details. Okay, so again, just about everyone agrees, to summarize, just about everyone agrees that there is chaticha natzvela by bosu v'chalav. We saw that perhaps some disagreed, okay, by bosu v'chalav. Okay, but there's a big machlokas by Shari Surim, and the nafkamina will be, I have a little bit of nevela, falls into, like a chaleb or something like that, falls into a pot of vegetables that's being cooked. Okay, we mentioned this already. We pass it until vegetables comes utter, also because it's not shishim against the chaleb and tam kikar and so on. The question is, what if you now made a second tarugus with these vegetables, put them with other things? Okay, how much of the other things do you need to be vatal? Again, by shari surim, would you need shishim against the little bit of chaleb that's in this mixture, or you need against all the vegetables in the pot, or potatoes, whatever they are? Okay, is there chaticha nasavela on the vegetables? But Ephraim says no. Okay, and he said that the yisod of chaticha nasavela is the bas mecholov is when you're dealing, as we pointed out, with an iser. I'm sorry, when you're dealing with, we don't know what's usser in effect. That's I explained it last time. With bas mecholov, what's usser? Everything's mutter. Bas is mutter, cholov is mutter. It's all the mixture, it's usser. So therefore, we have to say they're both going to be usser because neither one of them, right? Neither one of them was usser to start with. Now the mixture, so they're both usser. So chaticha nasavela. Okay, but by Shari Surim, we know what's also. You have a pot of vegetables completely glot kosher, okay, everything's kosher, and now some chaleb falls in. So now we know what's also. The chaleb's also. So when Ephraim says that, so there you need shishim against what? Against what you know is also, the hind of the chaleb, and no chaticha nas in the vela. I want to make sure I understand the chilek by Bas Mechalev, why we, it was misora, why we say chaticha nas in the vela by Bas Mechalev, and not by Shari Surim. Okay? So, on the other hand, Rabbi Natam, other Rishonim disagree with Rabbi Ephraim. And they say, no, just like by chaticha of bas v'chala becomes requires shishim, same thing with the vegetables in this case. And the Ran, we said, did not say that Rabbeinu Ephraim, the Ran says that the Balatos don't agree with Rabbeinu Ephraim on a deraisa level. Okay? On a deraisa level, they told me, Darabonan, we're going to pass, we'll say it by Shari Surim, maybe it's Xera, you'll think it's true by bas v'chala also, and it's not, however. Okay? Right? And that's what we said. On the other hand, from this point in Tosa we're about to read now, okay, it looks like even on the Raisa level they were machlech. Okay, that's what Akiva Eger points out here in our Siman on Siv Dalet. Okay, the Shach said, "If you're caught in your base, look at 48. The Chula Alma Eino Drabanan." Okay, that everybody agrees, even Rabbi Natan, even the other Rishonim agree that the Chumra of Chaticha Nasavela by Shari Surin is only Drabanan. Rabbi Ephraim said it doesn't exist at all by Shari Surin. By Shari Surin. Another said they done. They're a bun and kind of exer, if you will, that maybe a little do it by Bas V'chalav also. But look at Rabbi Akiva Eger says Lanias Daitim in Divrei Tosas that Tosas by the Hichshon Atomic Limidion Echigilo Yorah Gadol and Woods Shilah Dodor Aisa. Okay, by Hagolas Kalim, right? By Hagolas Kalim. That's not a Bas V'chalav. You know, Hagolas Kalim is referred to as Klimidion. Let's take a break for a second. At the very end of the Chumash Bamidbar in Parshas Matos, we have the war against Midian. And that's exactly where some of the dinim of Kasher and Kalim and also Tzilas Kalim are found in the Psukim over there in Parshas Matos. And the Bnei Yisrael took the spoils of that war. They were allowed to keep the spoils of that war. And they took different things, including gold and silver, including pots and pans and so on. It mentions different types of metals. Okay, and obviously the Midianim had used this for their non-kosher food. Okay, so it says, Kol Dovar She'ovo B'mayim, everything which is through liquid, you have to kasher through liquid. Again, a lot of the basics, we'll talk about that later in the year, but a lot of the basics of Agolas Kalim are derived from those psukim, so it's called Giulei Klei Midyan, okay, from the kashering of the Klei Midyan. That's why it has that nickname, okay, in case you're wondering, or you didn't know. So that's the Klei Midyan, means that's the original place of kashering Kalim. And there it was kashering from Shari Surim, right? Well, also Basra, whatever they ate, right? So, the question which Tosus deals with over here, now that's a Doraisa issue. It's not a Bas V'chalav issue. It's a Doraisa issue of Kasher and Kalim. So what did Tosus say? They were bothered by the following question. And this is what Rabbi Akiva Eger points out. That it appears from this Tosus that the other Rishonim argued fundamental Ben Ephraim, and they hold that Chaticha Mazvel is even on the level of Doraisa by Shari Surim. Okay, where do we see that? From this case in Tosus. We know you have to Kasher the Kalim, right? You have to... and we mentioned actually a little bit about this already, right? That what happens? We discussed, remember that in the Tosas, when you're kashering kalim, so what happens? You're going to put in kalim, let's say chometz to pay something. You're going to put it in, so the chometz flavor is going to be brought out by the bubbling hot water, right? What's going to happen? It's going right back in, right? So remember, we said two things we try and do, right? Number one, we try and have shishim in the water against whatever bleah is there. Okay, and number two, we don't kasher kelim, which are b'nei yomon. We wait till it's after b'nei yomon, so whatever tam is tam pogum. That's what we should try to do. Okay, we solve the problem. Any time you have a kli, how do you kasher a kli? The hot water brings out the flavor, but then it reabsorbs it immediately. So what do you accomplish? The answer is you have shishim. When it comes out, the shishim obliterates it, or it's not no tam of gum. So you wait till afterwards. It's not a b'nei yomon anymore. Okay, but Tosus wonders, well, one second, okay, what if you have a huge pot? You can't put it into another pot. There is no other pot to put it in, okay? Where you just, it's a huge pot, which has Blias of Isser, and even if you found something to put it into, but you're not going to have shishim in water against that enormous pot, okay? That shishim against that enormous pot. So again, you can solve it with the ben yomo problem. Make sure it's ana ben yomo. But let's assume, for whatever the reason, they had a kasher and it was ben yomo. Sometimes it comes up on our Pesach, the person forgot the kasher or something. So you know, they can't wait now 24 hours. What would cool as well? So that's the case over here. Okay, midoraisa. Again, this is okay if it's after 24 hours. But let's assume for a minute if there's any way to kasher this pot. When it is a ben yomo, so you don't have that kula, but you're not going to have shishim in the water against this pot. That's why, again, usually at the kashering things, they use this enormous tub, these enormous pots that have shishim in the water. Again, but here it's a big pot, such a big pot, have more blizzies and so on. So look at the Tosas. The Tosas says, at the bottom of page 47, the Tosas says, well, if you pray for Ephraim, but I need a mashatziva, because of the Hagel clay medium, the Hashtag Yorah Gedola, she if shall a Hagel be so clay acher, hecha mistari, ha ain b'mayim samach avat alayzer. Okay? How are you going to, how are you going to kasher it, basically? V'yishi yachzor magila b'shniya, so you're going to do it a second time and so on, so the first water now became also and so on. So how do you do it? All right? So Tosus basically says, well, one second. All right? But what they're saying is, so first, fill up the pot with hot water. Okay? Fill up that big pot with hot water. All right? And some of the bleas will now go into the water. Some will return to the pot, but not all of it. Some will come out, right? And some will stay out. So he says, the suggestion would be that not all the bleas will go back in. So you do it several times. You'll do it several times. You'll kasher this pot multiple times. That's what those are saying, right? So yachzor magila and so on and so forth. Okay? That's the suggestion of Tosis, right? That's what he says. Okay, so what Tosis is saying that's the suggestion, right? In other words, be magil the pot several times, so each time more bleas come out. Not every blea is reabsorbed necessarily into the walls of the pot. Eventually, there'll be so few bleas they'll have shishim in the pot. Not all the bleas will go back. So you do this, you keep filling it with hot water, pouring it over and over again. Eventually, they'll leave so little blea in the pot that there's less than shishim against the water. But what Tosis is saying is that works very well according to Ben Ephraim. Okay? But according to the other Rishonim, what do you mean? Once the blea from the walls of the pot go into the water, so all the water becomes chatichanas zavela. The whole water becomes. There's no sintam back into the pot again. You never have any lessening of the amount of bleas in the pot because the water itself became usher. Okay? So that's what Tosus says. Mikan is a raya to whom? Rabbi Ephraim. Lafi perish b'fam nicha. That's how Tosus, the part that quotes. Rabbi Ephraim works because in this case, there's no blea, there's no chatichanas zavela by Shari Sur. Whatever's in the walls of this pot and comes into the water is not going to be a problem by Shari Surim. So this trick works. But according to Ephraim, now I'm not interested right now, we're not learning how to go those canons. I'm interested right now in that trick. But one thing you see from there, okay, that Tosus, by saying that this trick only works for Ben Ephraim, what's Tosus saying in effect? That the other Rishonim would disagree with Ben Ephraim are disagreeing on a Daraisa level. This is a Daraisa discussion. Clay Midian is a Daraisa discussion. We said before, well, really, Rabbi Tam and the other Rishonim agree with Ben Ephraim. Just they say midrabbanan, we should say chaticha nasim v'bashari sim also, because maybe you'll mix it up with bas v'chalav, and you'll think that, well, just like chaticha nasim v'el doesn't apply by shari sim, it doesn't apply by bas v'chalav either. So it's a gzer drabbanan. But according to what the Kivager is pointing out, that's what he said. Right, the Shach said it, elam drabbanan. But the Kivager here says no, but l'nias daiti, it's even by deraisa. Okay, but that's not a bas v'chalav issue there in Hagolos Kalim, and we see them. We do say chaticha nas nevela because how do you know you see it from Tosus? Because Tosus says that this trick should only work according to Ben Ephraim. What do you mean? If everyone agreed on a deraisa level, so it'll work for everyone else too. But mere fact that Tosus says, unless Tosus says, you know, midrabana wouldn't work, doesn't look like that from Tosus. Anyway, that's how Akiva Eger is medayik. Okay. That's the key area. I just want to add one thing that I'll tell you to look up. It's not on the sheets, it's not on the computer, unfortunately, but it's on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, on most Shulchan Aruchs, I'm sure it's in yours. You have the Mate Yehonasan. You ever notice that? That's in yours? If you have it in yours, it's in yours or Abishitz. Not the same author that creates your place, but many editions, you have on the side of the page the Mate Yehonasan. Okay, so take a look at the Mate Yehonasan here. It just gives you a little bit of a lumbus. Why should Chaticha Nazavela apply by Shari Surim? But the Rabbi Ephraim is right. It's so beautiful because again, exactly what Rabbi Ephraim said, right? By bas v'chalav, nothing's usser when you start out. So there's isser and heter come together, and heter and heter come together. What becomes usser? I don't know. Everything, right? You can't isolate any one thing over any other thing. The whole thing becomes a nuch kept of isser bas v'chalav, and that's chaticha nas nevela. Good, okay. But by a little bit of chalav getting mixed up with some other meat, I know what's usser and what's mutter. The chaylev's usher. They may be mixed up now, so I can't pull it out. But I know what's usher. So go to shishim will work against it. Why should shishim work against what? Against what I know is usher. So what's the svara the other way? Not just, can be svara. You understand? The svara of Rabbeinu Ephraim makes good sense. That's why I said it. So what are the other Rishonim? See, if you want to say like the Ran, okay, it's a Rabbana, an Exera, okay. But according to the set of Kivya Eger, who holds that it's a Doraisa, we need to understand a little bit of a svara. Why should it be? Okay, why should it be? So, Matanison says, well, Rabbeinu Tam happens to have a different discussion, an important, by Tom Kiker, a little bit of a different shita than others, and he thinks it's the same thing here, okay? And let's say you have the following, Tom Kiker, right? Tom Kiker means we consider them as soon as Tom, and that's what defines the item. Let's say you have a little bit of a Tom of Chazer or Nevela, whatever it is, in vegetables, okay? In something in par, okay? Now, in other words, a kezias of chela falls into this pot of potatoes or carrots or whatever you're eating. Okay, now, how much fell in altogether? A kezias, right? A kezias of chela. All right, now I got mixed up with these vegetables. So now I go ahead and I take a bite. I eat a kezias of the vegetable. Okay, I eat a kezias of that vegetable. Now, there's no way that I ate a kezias of chela. All that fell in was a kezias of chelev. So you're not going to say the entire kezias of chelev is in this one vegetable, one bite of vegetables, and I took one kezias worth of vegetable I tasted, right? Okay? So do you get malchus? So that's a big machlokus. Rabbeinu Tam happens to hold yes. Rabbeinu Tam says that you now is also you got malchus. Okay? So the question, how can you get malchus? I didn't eat a kezias of iser. I ate a kezias of food that had a flavor of iser, but it didn't have a kezias of the whole iser. All that fell in the pot to start with was a kezias, right? So apparently, Rabbeinu Tam holds that, in effect, and that's the language, we'll talk about this at length in Hilchos Harovos, nepach haheter lios kiser. The nature of Tam ki'iker is that, yes, Tam ki'iker changes the item, which was nakasha, was vegetables that you had, The flavor of the iser, and it wasn't shishim against it, obviously. There wasn't shishim against this chalev in the vegetables to nullify the chalev. So now the vegetables have the chalev flavor. That nepach haheter lios iser. This heter, former heter, called vegetables, now becomes usser. Okay, the tam of the chalev or the nevela, whatever it is, changes the vegetables into being like the chalev or the nevela. Okay? We don't say, the vegetables are mutter, and now the nevela that's inside of it is usser. Okay, the tam of the nevela changes the nature of the vegetables. Nepach haheter lios iser is language. Well, what does that mean in effect? Natichanas nevela. You follow? There's a bit of tam, and again, other Rishonim agree, and we struggle with exactly what Rabbeinu Tam say it, but assuming that most do, that's what Manfredson says. Rabbeinu Tam's position about Tam Kiker is basically adds up to chatichanas nevela b'shari surim. But Tom's lumbus, okay, he says you get malchus for eating just, not everyone agrees, but when Tom says you get malchus for eating kezias of vegetables, what are you talking about? I didn't eat kezias of iser. Most of the vegetables are mutter. Okay, I had some vegetables, some taste of nevelin or chelev, whatever. Okay, no, when Tom holds nepach ahetelios iser, so even a kezias of the iser, I'm sorry, of what was formerly heter, is now considered usser. And that's in effect tantamount to chatechanas nevela. It's the same sort. It's the same idea, right? That's what I wanted to bring out in terms of the. So that's the matzah of the Sfaras. Just explain a little bit, misvaras, so to speak, what the lumdus of Rabbeinu Tam is, because Ephraim is very logical. Okay, it shouldn't apply. So, but Rabbeinu Tam answers, no. I say the same thing you're saying. It's not quite the same because the way Ephraim said it was by Bosu Chalav you have heter and heter. Okay, so heter and heter. So what becomes us and now the whole thing? Rabbeinu Tam is not going to say that because it wasn't heter v'heter, it was chelev and vegetables, or nevela and vegetables. But the same thing, he holds a Tam Kiker, that's the din of Tam Kiker, makes the whole thing now as though it's usher. It accomplishes the same thing as Basa B'Cholav, a different way, okay, but in effect, if you will, it does become a new chefza, becomes a new item. Okay, now these are now flavored vegetables, okay, nevela flavored vegetables. Or chelev flavored vegetables. Okay? That's about it. Good? All right, now let's look at something that we're talking today. We'll have to finish this tomorrow. So let's go a little lighter and let's begin with what I want to do today, Ashir Laman Aleph. So I wanted now to distinguish, we already just got a taste of it, no pun intended, the distinction between Chaticha Nas and the Vela and Efshel Sochto. So let's look again at the Gemara. As I said before, Chaticha Nas and Avela is predicated. We keep coming back to the Gemara in Kufches because each time I'm trying to bring something else out. And here I'm following the order of the Gemara, right? So, the Shulchan Aruch, I mean. So the Chaticha Nas and Avela, we said, is predicated on the notion of Efshel Sof to Osir. Okay, and again, some almost use the terms interchangeably. It's not quite interchangeable. But clearly, if Efsel Sokto Mutter, then obviously there's no Chaticha Nas Nevela. That's clear. If you hold Efsel Sokto Mutter, meaning the second Tarobas, that even that piece can become Mutter, then they're not going to say Chaticha Nas Nevela, which is what the Mechaber looks like he's saying by us. Okay, what he really meant, what he really meant when he said Kufav or not, what he says by us here in Sadi Bey is that we don't say Chaticha Nas Nevela by Shari Surim, and that very piece becomes Mutter itself. Okay, maybe we have different terutzim. We'll see a little more today. But my point is that Chaticha Nazvela is predicated on Efshel Sof to Aser. Okay? Chaticha Nazvela means that the Isser is permanent. That's really what it means. And that's why Efshel Sof to Aser. The Isser is permanent. It can never be undone. Okay? So that was the Gemara. And we saw this Gemara a few times, but look at it again. Okay, just with this eye. Okay? My Kosovar, we're talking about Rav, right? Rav was the one who said about the Mishnah that that the whole chaticha is also. So my kasover, e kasover efshel sof to mutter chaticha my nas is available. Okay, we're talking about a case again. Milk spills on meat, okay, and it's not shishim in the meat against the milk, okay. So that piece becomes also. Says the Gemara, why if efshel sof to mutter, why chaticha nas is available? All right, look in Rashi again too. Umay kasover rab efshel sof to. That's the case. Issur shenivla beheter. V'nosam lotam also. V'chazar ubishel aheter azeim heter acher. Right, the second mixture, the second tarob, the second pot. Okay, hello. Okay, the second mixture, the second tarobis. Okay. Efsher shah isra nivla bezeli sochet mimenu. Can the original isra kind of squeeze out or be isolated? Ole cholek beheter achon and spread into the second pot, such that now there's shishim, right? Vein bil kashir less was achon. There won't be enough to asr. Okay? So ikasovar, if Rav will hold efsher so the mutter, look at the second Rashi. Ikasovar hutter gam harishon. If you say that even the original piece becomes mutter, can't do this chatchila, Rashi reminds us, okay? But with the evidence, shari lechol afarishon, if you hold like that. So chaticha, my nas is available. Next Rashi, my chaticha nas is available. Ha efsher hila sachem menel chalak acherim. Shalok yu menel kum. Ve'ein lanu leser ad shiten achalav tam bekulon. Okay, then why should chaticha nas is available? It should only go against that milk. So must be, says the Gemara, Ela Kasavar Shosok to Aser. Good. It must be. Ela Kasavar, as Rashi says. Mishenesra Chaticha Shuvay Lahet. Again, we've seen this several times, and now you see it with this light. Once you say it's Chaticha Nazabela, Navada, that Chaticha will never become Mutter again. Okay? Vashmina Afaheta Shabbat Nasis Iser. Even that which was previously Mutter inside now became an Aser. Okay? And if you don't have a shear of Shishim in the second pot, guess what? That piece is going to ask everything in the second pot. Okay? So that's exactly that's exactly why I put it. Chaticha Nas Nevela is predicated on Efshel Sof to Osir. Okay? And the Gemara says, Itmar Rab, Rechinim, Yechon Ami Efshel Sof to Osir, Shmur, Shim Rebbe, Reshokhash Ami Efshel Sof to Mutter. Okay? When Rashi says, Mutter, Afarishon Shanesa becomes Mutter again, like the Mechaber seems to say here. Okay, it becomes mutter again. The sovereign rav efshel sof to aser. Haitmar, so we're asked, what do you mean? Haitmar kezayis bosha shenafa tov yoris of cholov. Okay, keep it in the back of your head. But a kezayis bosha fell into a pot of milk. Omar rav bosha osim cholov mutter. Okay, the milk remains mutter. We can remember what happens, right? The meat absorbs milk and the milk becomes mutter. Visal kadai to efshel sof to aser. Cholov alai mutter. Cholov nevelahu. Then the Gemara says, no. Okay, remember, yoris is a big pot. We don't have shishim, right? Okay, we ask against Rav in source 3. Rashi explains cholav my mutter, right? The Gemara asked why if you hold efshel sof to osir, if you hold chaticha nazvel, so how come when meat falls into milk, okay? and that meat is absorbed into the milk, and now is chozer polet. Remember, we spent it, right? The meat falls into the milk. That milk, and the meat absorbs some milk flavors. Now the milk that's inside the meat is bas v'chalav. Now is polet outside, and it goes into the rest of the milk. Okay, efshel sof to aser. So why is the milk mutter, right? So the answer is no, that's exeris hakosim, right? Lulun Rashi, chalav my mutter, chalav ma'at, shenivel b'basar, this little bit of milk that I absorbed into the meat, nas nevela. Okay, even if there's shishim, it's never going to be bottle. When I said, no, you're right, it's there, it's a kosel. Okay? Which cholov is called? The cholov is called the male, next time I said, so gadiyar, so the cholov, filo cholov mutter, because it's there, it's a kosel. Okay, Tosis very quickly reminds us on that same daf, bottom of Kuf Chesem, and Efshel mutter, pierce the Yevit. Let's remember, the whole Efshel Sokto is only with the Yevit, right? If you put it in a second pot, it's mutter, but it can't do it on purpose because, you know, inis chalitz and shvata, muteres imachaticha shikvar naseres, aval chatchila, ein valis in chatchila. Okay, that's for sure. Okay? Now, so that's, that takes care of, again, chaticha nasevela being predicated. Although, look at the Tosfos, he says, nisbata, it's muteres imachaticha shikvar naseres. Sounds like even that chaticha becomes mutter. But we'll hold that off. Let's look now, the question is the other way around. Let's say, if you assume chaticha nas devela, so that's because of efshel sokto. What if you don't say chaticha nas devela? Let's say by Shari Surim, Ben Ephraim. What if you don't say chaticha nas devela? Can you still say efshel sokto osir, vis-a-vis that particular piece? In other words, do they have to go hand in hand? In other words, agreed that if you say chaticha nas devela, then for sure efshel sokto is osir. Right, that's for sure. But if you say, but if you don't say chaticha nas nevela, you don't hold from chaticha nas nevela. Either we saw some don't even hold by post mechol. But let's say Rabbeinu Ephraim, okay, by Shari Surim, you don't say chaticha nas nevela. Does that automatically mean efshel sokto mutter? Do you get it? That's my question right now. Is it heads and tails of the same coin? We've just established for sure that chaticha nas nevela depends. If you hold yes chaticha nas nevela, then efshel sokto also. If I hold no chaticha nasvela, can I still say efshel sokto aser vis-a-vis that piece? So that turns out to machlokas between the Rashbam and the Tur. Okay, that's the question. Okay, so it's no gay again. That's not some question. It's no gay to shari sumer kol ben Ephraim. Okay, so what about that piece itself? The halacha l'maaseh. Okay, what about that piece itself? If you don't believe in chaticha nasvela, can you say? Can you still say now? From us in the Shulchan Aruch, the simple reading without the Shachan and Taz telling us and the Baragola telling us and the Mechaber later on changed his mind. By us, it seems well. No, he doesn't hold Chaticha Nas. Look back. If you have the other sheet, or I'll just read it to you. Okay, the language of the Mechaber in the beginning of Sasiv Dalet, he says by Shari Surim. Okay. You don't need shishim against the chelev. If you have it, afilu chaticha atzma chozeres yos mutaris. Right, the way we read the mechaber here. So it sounds like halami. They go together. But that's the question. So the Torah, the Rashbam in two places. The Bayis HaKotzer here in source 5. The Bayis HaKotzer. The Rashbam writes, okay, again, we understand, we're talking about the reverse, okay, the reverse case. So Rashbam says as follows, in the Bais HaKotzer, Bais HaShara, Dvarim Elo Shamarnu, She'ein Chaticha Sh'neseres Machmas, B'liyah Shari Surin, Nas Nevela, He Pasnach Ben Ephraim, we tell him Chaber Paschus. That which we said, that Ein Chaticha Nas Nevela, okay, by Shari Surin, Ve'ein HaOseres Elofi Cheshbon HaIsur Shabo, and only Asur in the second Tarovas, based on the amount of Isser that was in it, and not the whole thing. Mikol Mokom, im nofo lebesof l'kder achara, sheyesh po shishim k'dei lebat l'isra b'lul shabo, if it falls in the second tarovis into a mixture which has shishim against that little bit of Isser which was in, ein hachaticha ba'atzma chozeres le'teira. Rashbam says, but that piece is done. That piece can never become mutter again. So Rashbam is kind of splitting. He's saying there's no chaticha nas as a vela, but he's still saying efshel sokto osir. Okay, lefisha iser shabo ein onifut legamrei b'meda. That piece still has iser in it. Good. There's shishim in the second tarovas against that piece. That's enough to say that this piece will now, the whole piece of meat will not now aser this tarobis. This second tarobis will not become aser on account of that little bit of milk that's in the original piece of meat, because, the iser actually, we're not talking about milk and meat, we're talking about, let's say, chelev or nevela, okay? We're talking about shari surim. So the Rashbo is saying here, that efso sokto is aser, even though he said chaticha nas and nevela. Okay, that piece alone, you're stuck. Not everything's going to be mixed in with the heter that's in the kedera. So there's enough heter in the kedera of the second, there means the second parables, right? There's enough heter in this kedera to say that this thing is, this drop of milk is not going to aser everything. Not, it's going to be mutter, bitul shishim. But that original piece is going to stay aser. And the Rashbo says the same thing in the Bayis Aruch. Okay? Six, same place. By thousand, when we call Mokom Moda Ravzal, bechaticha shenivlas beisav rachakach nafloz leviver sheish bar shishon levatla afilu hachi hi atzma asura. Okay, and if you can identify it, you have to take it out and so on. Okay, and therefore hilcha, you know, he says hilcha ein lahater chaticha rishon shabalis leish bar tam yisur. We call Mokom shita the atzma ein nas nevel lesser. Okay, shara chatichas. That far, he spells it out exactly. Ein lahatir chaticha rishon shabol iser yesh batam iser. You cannot be matir that original piece of meat that absorbed the flavor of the iser of the chaylev and didn't have shishim in it. That you can't be matir once you had to tie it out. Okay. However, pshita the hiatzma ein anasas nevel lesser shara chatichas, but it's not enough. That's the rest. Okay. That's the Rashbo in those two locations. Okay. You turn the page. The same thing. He says nimsa. Take a look. Nimsa lefi shitas ben Ephraim zal the chatichas boso shenafla la tipas cholov by boso cholov v'yesh boso tipa k'delitan tam boso chaticha he atzma nasas nevela. Okay, Ben Ephraim admits by boso cholov, of course the chaticha nasas nevela v'mnafla ben l'kedera shal boso v'echas chafel to another one oseres v'shir kula shakula nasa guf shal iser avo b'shari surin. So that's the shita of the Rashbo. Yes? Okay, so he holds that. So we do have a little bit of. I'm just trying to show you that it's not quite to say Chaticha Nas Nevela and Efshel Sota Oser are one and the same. It's not. It's one and the same in the sense that Chaticha Nas Nevela is for sure predicated on Efshel Sota Oser. But as we just seen, you can say after Shoshok to Osir and still hold no Chaticha Nas Nevela by Shari Sur. Okay, and that's what the Rashbo holds. The Torah would disagree. Just 1 second. Torah as Kosar Rashbo. Afo pish ein a Chaticha Shembola Isur Nasis Nevela ve'ein osers v'cheshma Isur quotes Rashbo. A few lines later, I mean, he quotes all Rashbo. Right, but then he says in the last line, ve'ein yemeven dvarav the kevan shakol mitzdarav levatlo. Okay, now Tom is Babu Kula, but Kane is Babu Kula, and Kane is Bata. What do you mean, says the Torah? The two do go together. If you're going to say that there's enough in this pot to be Mavatal, this is there, you know, this thing is not going, when the piece of meat falls into the second Tarubis, you only have to consider the drop of milk. Good, so then evidently Lahalocha, I don't happen scientifically what doesn't, but Lahalocha, it's Mavatal, the piece of milk, even insofar as that piece of meat itself. Which is what the Mechaber writes here. And that's why, by the way, again, so at the end, that's why when the Mechaber wrote that, the Taz, says, Nira the Kosovo Kev Taz in the Kot and Yod, wrote Nira the Kosovo Kev Mashkos Latur. So the Mechaber got it from the Tur. And then he points out that he sows himself elsewhere, but that's not a problem right in a second. We'll get to that in a moment. But the Taz is saying that the Mechaber got it from the Tur. And in Echonami, the Tur says, what are you telling me? It's you know, you can't split like that. Either you're saying that this piece, you know, all we consider is the milk. I keep saying milk, but it's not Basu Chalav, it's Chalav. Okay, it's a Shari Surim. Chalav, the veil, all we consider is the Chalav and the Vela, okay, that was in that original piece of meat. And therefore, either the second tarot either has enough to obliterate it or it doesn't. If it doesn't have enough to obliterate it, so then all the pieces are also. And if it does have enough to obliterate it, then it obliterates it even vis a vis that original piece. And finish, that's what the Torah says. So I don't understand him. Right? That's my hope, because the Rashbo on the Torah. The Beis Yosef, if time to read it, the Beis Yosef says here, Kosar Rashbo, and so on. Okay? And he says, "Vani Omer Sheni Maybe Di Rabbeinu." I don't understand the tour. Okay, Shakos they came with Shakom Mitzal Vato, so therefore it's Mispalba Bukula. Who said? Minayin Lo Lachir came. Di Mishum Natzvichem Shishim Gana Kala Iser Emishom Raya. That's just you need Shishim against a drop of milk. Who says that? That means that the drop of milk spread throughout the whole thing. I don't know. I keep saying milk. I have to sleep today. Chelik, the Chelik was Shari Sur. We're talking about Shari Sur. I'm sorry. Okay. Who says the How do we know? Minayin Lo Lachir came. Against all the chelim, Amy Shom Raya. Dafilo in Borulon of Shena call me Spashim's Baba. I don't know what Shishim can I get a call anyway. Okay, like we had by the Kachal in other cases. Okay, he said, if you need Shishim, he wants to say, well, the tour. So the tour wants to say that. So therefore, that means the tam spread into everything because everything can count against it. What do you mean? Who said that's true? Even if it didn't spread, okay, you still need shishim against it. I feel in borosh and a komis by, you still need shishim against it. Okay, like by the kach, you count the kach itself and so on. Hilchah vaday divrei Rashbo ikar. Okay, he thinks that Rashbo is right. And he thinks. Excuse me, that's what Rebbe Fry himself says. He brings other riots to this. And of course, Ramban like that, you'll read through the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef justifies Rashba. Anyway, it's the Machokas. Just in terms of the understanding of the Kudas Machokas of Soloveitchik, what's the Kudas Machokas, you know, between them, the Rashba and the Tour here? What do we say after, or really, what the Efshel Sof to Mutu, Efshel Sof to answer? Okay? So, In Rakonis we say for Shura Rav, he does one thing with a footnote, he quotes what a Shechter is having said over something different than Rav. Could be the author right there, because Rav said two different things. Take a look, there's a simon on this matter. Okay, so, but he says as follows, Rav Soloveitchik said as follows. There's a question, when does Bittul take place? Because Yesh Bittul B'Tchilas HaTarovas. Some hold that Bittul has to happen. Has to go into effect. We're talking about betchilas hatarovus, meaning when the mixture first happens, it's an instantaneous thing. There's bittul, either there's bittul then or there's not. Okay, that's what some hold. There's only bittul betchilas hatarovus, which is how we paskin, by the way. Okay, but that's a side point. How we paskin. But say, if there was no bittul originally, then you can't be mevata later, and that's what he says is the sorrow efshosof to osir. At the moment that this piece of chelim, and here we can say or bas v'chol, whatever it is, they got mixed up, that's when either there's bittul or there's no bittul. Okay, bittul is a one-time opportunity. Okay, and therefore, this piece of meat gufa is always going to remain osir. It had chelim mixed into it. Okay, even if it falls into a second tarovis, so, and he said this will be the svara of the Rashba and so on. Okay, this. Since there's not shishim, there would have to be shishim in the second tarovus against the bli of the milk of the chelev. I mean, just against the bli of the chelev, because that piece is still going to remain aser. That piece always remain aser because ein bittul ela betchilas hatarovus. That's the point. Ein bittul ela betchilas hatarovus. There's only bittul at the moment of the when the mixture first happens. If you didn't have bittul then rattle lock. I later on fell into a piece of the pot which had 1,000 pieces of meat or whatever it is against the chelim. That doesn't help. There's no bit. It'll help. These 1,000 pieces of meat are going to be fine because that chelim isn't affecting all those pieces of meat. But, and if you go like we're frying, you don't have to have it against the piece of meat but against the chelim. But that for that original piece is going to stay also. Okay, that's the idea of Efshel Sochto also. Okay? Alternative, and the other mandam would say no, the bittul can happen anytime, right? The flip side would be the tour. We'll say no. Who says? Why do you assume ain bittul ala betchilas hatarovus? That's a machlokas. He'll say the other way. No, there's bittul anytime. There's bittul. So you're right. When this piece of chelim got first mixed in with this piece of meat, there was nothing in it. Okay, now it got mixed up with another piece of meat. So now I can employ. I'll employ the mechanism of bittul, right? That's what the machlokas involves around. The other possibility, and I admit that I don't fully understand it, but the other possibility that Rav spoke about was bittul b'chatzi chaticha. Okay? Meaning as follows. Everyone would agree that if you can't mevatel the whole piece, okay, In other words, can you be mevatel part of something? It's a bittel on chatzi chaticha. In other words, everyone would agree that if you can't be mevatel the whole piece. So again, what is it going to be? Efshel sokta oser. Yeah. Efshel sokta oser means you cannot be mevatel part of a piece. In other words, once that piece of chelev got into the piece of meat, so now it's part of that piece of meat. It's part of that. We're going to talk more about it. It's a topic, but which I guess we won't get to today. But it's part of that piece of meat. You know what I'm saying? It's part of that piece. Therefore, you cannot now later on say, well, when it gets mixed up in a second tarovis, you only have to mevatel that part, the chelev that fell in. That chelev is now part of this meat. Okay, it's mixed in. It's contained within this meat. Okay, so you can't be mevatel part of something. Either you can mevatel an entire piece, or you can't. That's the machlokes. And the other opinion is no, not true, not true. You can mevatel part of it. The question, that's the question revolves. That's what the Rav suggested that the machlokes here revolves around. Bittul, either it's a question of do we say ein bittul el b'tchilas tarvus or not? That's the machlokes. Or Rav Shechter wrote up differently than whatever. Konigsberg does. It could be the Rav said different things different times. So one time he said the machlokes revolves around the question of the yesh bittul or ein bittul whether you require bittul b'tchilas tarvus or not. And the second svara is the machlokes. So all around with bittul for chatzi hachaticha. Now, the common denominator on both these sides, apparently, is that either way, okay, you have to say that some of the iser remains, right? In other words, when it falls into the second mixture, some blia remains inside the chaticha. Either, to work backwards, the second we just say, ain't bitul achatzi chaticha, that there's still blia there, okay? And you can't isolate it. If you hold that way, okay? Or you hold, no, you can't isolate it. But there's still some blia inside the chaticha. There's still blia there, right? And the other way also. The other way also. If you hold and bitul of tchilas tarovus means that there's still some blia there. You can't be mevatel later, so the priest stays also. There is still some blia that's inside the chaticha. And even if you saw efshel sokta mutter, even if you say efshel sokta mutter, but there's still some blia inside. I'm just saying it's not enough to undo the bitul, so bitul will work. Okay? If yesh bitul achat tchilas tarovus, or if it's yesh bitul achatzi chaticha, that means there's still something in there, but it's bitul will work. Okay, bittul will still work. If ain't bittul b'tchila, or if ain't bittul chatzi chaticha, then that little bit of blia is enough to keep the whole piece also. But you follow either way, there's some blia that's still inside there. Okay, and the question is why that's so. Let me just finish this, and we'll really have to do the lion's share of work tomorrow, I guess, of this issue. But you remember back. Yeah. You remember back in when we talked about hetter behetter lo batel, remember? You take a look. Do you understand what I'm saying? Either way, apparently, there's still, if you say efshel sokta mutter, but there is some, in order to say efshel sokta aser, and we're talking about now, you're not saying chatichan asavela, but you're still saying efshel sokta rashbo. There's still, that piece is going to remain aser. Why? Why should that piece remain aser? That's what the whole tour screams about. What do you mean? Okay, so you know, because apparently there's still some blia in there. And he'll hold ein bitul el b'tchilas tarovus, or ein blia bitul b'chatzi chaticha. But the comment that I would seem to be that there's still some blia there. There's still some iser in the original piece. And that's what remains also. The other position would also say, Efshel Mut would say, I agree that there's still some, but it doesn't matter. It's so little that it's not enough. Because there's bitul now, there's bitul even lachar b'tchilas tarovus. Or you'll say the other way, there's bitul b'chatzi chaticha, whichever way we want to learn. But the point is that there's no doubt that there is still iser in there. Okay, there's still iser in there. So just to understand that, we can understand it. So we can understand it by bas v'chol for sure. Okay. Okay, because remember we said about Basim Chalav, right? That was what the Tosfos said it needed, Samach Chalav Beis, so it's nine. They were asking Begetch over Kilai by Shatnah. Remember, so Yesh Lomar, so Tosfos, Shayach, the Lo Shayach Bitl Barov, that was the key words of that Tosfos, Lo Shayach Bitl Barov, okay? Ella Kisha Isser Muhura Behetar, like we said many times, it's a clash. There's Isser and Heter together. Okay, there's Isser and Heter together. Okay, but when it's not Avol Kilayim, Shishneim Heter, and that's how many Torahs. Kain Osam Meruba Kamamuot. Then there's no Bittul, right? By Heter, by Heter. So the question, of course, is what's with Bas V'Cholav then? Okay, Bas V'Cholav there seems to be. So the Rosh also writes in the back of Nida. That was that Gemara was that Tosfos Nida some Chalav Beis. The Rosh on that Gemara, which in the section it calls Hilchos Kilayim Begadim Simon Hay. So also the Loshach Bittul Barov and Isser Shazar Beheter. Avol Heter Shazar Beheter by the Tarovah then as Loshach Bittul Barov. They ain't kind of a chaticha achas for Yisrael. Aye, the hard to be in the sin is Tom Bos Mechalov come with Sharisim. Afo Gav to have a hetter behetter. Lo Shach Bobitul. As he says, Shani Hasim, the Derek Bishol Osu Torah. Okay, Velo Mikri Bos Mechalov, Velo Nesin is Tom. There, like we said at length, the Nesin is Tom is not a din in Bittul, it's a din in the defining Bishol. Okay, so now, if we say, ain't Bittul or Betchilas Tarovah, okay, so we're being done on by Bas V'Cholav was is there bishul at that moment or not? And it was, is there bishul? Is it a sinas tam, a form of bishul at that moment? Okay, and he'll say that even achar kach, once there's been bishul, again followed by Bas V'Cholav, the issue is bishul. So let's look what we looked at before. Okay, that's what I'm trying to say is we just had two svaras as to why. Or explaining whether that piece, the Machokas, the Torah, and the Rashba, and really Machokas and the Gemara, and the Maran, whether Efshe Softa Asa Mutar. So but by Bas V'Cholav, everyone agrees to be Machna, right? By Bas V'Cholav, everyone agrees Efshe Softa Asa. So why? Why isn't the same Machokas, right? You know what I'm asking? Give me 5 minutes, okay? If you have to leave, I understand, but I just want to finish this up. Okay? Again, let's say that again. We gave us. We say by Shari Surim is no Chaticha Nas Nevela. What about that piece? Rashbo says that piece remains also. The Torah says nothing doing. That piece remains Mutar. Right? So says the Rashbo is right. What's the Svara? So we said either the Machlokas revolves around the Machlokas of whether Efshel Softo Mutar or also will revolve around the question of whether this Bittul passed Tchilas HaTarobis or not. If you hold Ein Bittul Elo but Tchilas HaTarobis, so that means that piece remains also forever. And Efshel Softo also. If you hold, no, there's Yesh Bittul Achar Tchilas HaTarobis, so then it can become Mutar, Efshel Softo Mutar. Or that's one possibility what the Machlokas revolves around, or the Machlokas revolves around a question of whether it's Bittul by Chatzi Chaticha. If you hold Ein Bittul Bittul Chatzi Chaticha, good, so that piece can remain also Efshel Softo also. And if there is, you can be Matal that section alone, and Matal Chatzi Chaticha, and therefore Efshel Softo Mutar. Good, but by Bas V'Cholav, everybody agrees Efshel Softo also. So why is Bas V'Cholav different? So now, with this difference, which we stressed so many times, I just quoted again the famous Tosfos in the Rosh by Nida, by Kilai Begadim, okay, that by Bas V'Cholav the issue is Bishul, there are Bishul also Torah. So you need Nesin as Tam, not for Bittul, but for it to qualify as Bishul in the first place. Okay, so it doesn't play by the regular rules. Okay, so if you hold Ein Bittul, Ela B'Tchilas HaTarovis, what that means is, by Bas V'Cholav, that means at that moment is it considered Bishul? Is it a sinas tam at the moment when the Tarovas comes together? Is that going to be called Bishul? Okay, is that going to be called Bishul? If yes, then it's also. And once you say that, so then there's nothing to talk about. Okay, there can't be Bittul after Tchilas HaTarovas by Bas V'Cholav. Why not? Because it's not really Bittul. It's qualifying this as Bishul. Well, it qualified as Bishul, so then that's it. So then it's never going to become Mutter again. It can't be. Efshel Softo also. It can't possibly be. By Shari Surim, where the issue is Bittul, so then we can say, maybe he holds Yesh Bittul Achar Tchilas HaTarovis. But there's no Bishul later on. The Bishul happened now, the time of the mixture, the time of Tarovis. So if you hold this, and if there was enough flavor to give it, make it also, it's going to stay also. Okay, you can't say that, oh, well, later on, you'll undo it. What do you mean? This already was a cooked piece of Bas V'Cholav. This is already a piece that Bishul Bas V'Cholav finished. So I don't care how many pieces it mixes up with now. It's not going to become Mutter. So by Bas V'Cholav, Efshel Softo also. If you hold the other way, The second sad, that the issue is whether Yishbitu Chatzi Chatik or not. So again, Bishul means giving flavor, okay, to the item. So again, you can't say it's chatzi chaticha. Okay, there's no bitul because it was cooked as a single item, right? So you can't say it's going to be bitul b'chatzi chatzi chaticha. Okay, that's not derech bishul. That's not derech bishul. Okay, and you're going to say that it's not knows in time. That's not derech bishul. Or it's not, right? So that's how we explain Efshel Soch L'Oser by on this machlokas, and again, it doesn't necessarily have to be that the two things go hand in hand. Finally, let's just read the Shulchan once more. It's in Sadi Beis Siv Dalav 11. Lo amrina chatichat nevela el bebos v'chalav, aber lo b'sharis u'kigon kizayis chaylev shenilu b'chaticha dein bar shishul vato nesra achar chak bishul acheres ein tzorkal shishul kineged kidei kizayis chaylev. What's he writes over here? Okay, that's the chaver. Let's just look. You see in 12. So there I printed out some kuvav. And the last, I'll go to this quick. We discussed it already today. Take a look in some kuvav sifalav. Chaticha shabala iser ve'ain bo samach levatla shenafal lekadeira ain or no seres elavicheshbon iser shabal. Meaning there's no chaticha nas nevela, right? Shim yesh b'mash v'ter mitzur from chaticha atzma shishim k'nedis v'balua mutar ma'asher v'fnera aval chaticha atzma sura v'she isu shabo en nifla v'nela gamre. Okay, that's like the Rashba. Okay, that's not like the tour. Okay, I'm sorry, that part is chaticha nas nevela. Okay, that's like I've been a fry, like the Rashba, like everybody else. Okay, but what he's saying is that even that piece is also b'chein ikur. That's written in the Rashi scripts, and maybe there are more said it, maybe didn't. But whoever said it, it points out the stira. That's the Baragopar Golan Os Gimel says he changed his mind. The Taz here by us, and Kod Yud we saw already today, says who I'm is. The Shach makes it dependent upon whether it be Keres or Issa or not. The Shach did Kod Yud Alef, and we saw this all today. The Prima Gadim, which I think I didn't tell you. The Prima Gadim, look in 15, in Sim Sadi Bey, Sif Kod Yud Alef. Right. Over quote safer base your armor the can cholabasar ainomino afilo ayude teima ula kamon bimino. He distinguishes whether it's mino or ainomino. Okay, in other words, when it's done bimino, when it's done rather bishainomino, so there's always a way out. You can give it to somebody to taste and so on. So therefore I can be makel. Okay, and then I mentioned outside the placey, okay. The place he said that by min bimino, ulai arle kama bimin sheno mino, that's in his Torah, so we might, he said it the other way. But he said, the way that Prima Gadim seems to learn is by min b'eno mino, then we got to be, by min b'eno mino, by min bimino, one second, 15, well, what's the Prima Gadim saying? What's he did? Yeah, he brings, but what's it, well, what, yeah. No, but by the svara. So by min b'aim, the place he says is of course in the chaz. By min b'sheino b'aim, we're dealing with a din d'orai, so we have to be machmer. And by min b'aim, we can make a lot of account for the two sources. But the Pirugonim said the other way. It said by min b'aimino, that's when we'll be mako. Okay. All right. Let me see that we all mention. The Prima Gadim, see, the Prima Gadim and the place are kind of opposites. Okay? The Prima Gadim says, here in Kuf Tzadik Beis Yisrael, Mishaino Mino. Okay, Mishaino Mino, then we can say that, there's room to be Mekel, even on the piece itself. But if Efshel Soch L'Oser, yeah. Okay. And he says Mimino another way. He says, it's by Mimino, Okay, we'll stop over here. We'll start again. I mean, again, I really should. We'll read our Ramah again, and the Ramah leads. I really should put the break over here after 16. We'll go back to tomorrow. Finish all this tomorrow. So we'll